I think the biggest sin in the world is wasting your time. Not anything else but wasting your time. Whenever you do something which wastes your time, which is against the principle of priority, which is diverted from your line of action, your profession and your aim, you're wasting your time, and that is the biggest sin. Just think, would God be proud of what you're doing? If you're wasting your time, I don't know what kind of a mentality you have, what kind of a metal you are cast from. I don't consider you as a perfect human. If you can waste your time, God has given you time. I mean, that is all that life is about. When a person dies, his time is gone. All right? When a person dies at 20, you say his time was cut short. When a person lives up to 80, you say he had a good time living so much, or 90 or 100. But the time, that is the stuff that life is made of. So if you waste time, I don't know what kind of mentality you have. I cannot relate with you. That is the mother of regret. Wasting time is the progenitor of regret. And regret is the most corrosive agent in one's life. Whatever talent you have will be eroded and corroded by regret. Why become a recipient of regret? Why not utilize your time to the fullest? Always think, would God be proud of you? Would your parents be proud of you? Would your forefathers be proud of you if they saw you wasting your time? Think of yourself as the sole and the lone support of your parents, of your forefathers, of the dreams and aspirations of so many around you, your grandparents, your brothers, sisters, family. They're all dependent on you. And the change that you can make in the world, and the reason why God has planted you on earth, and the limited amount of time you have, and the amount of experience that you have gained is enough to push you ahead, push this plank of life ahead into the sea of danger. That's enough. You don't need to waste your time. What are the ways in which you can waste your time? Gossiping, complaining, sitting, procrastinating, ruminating over nonsense, taking tension, anxiety, fearing, having self-doubt, not planning, idling, roaming about without a purpose, taking the comfort zone, thinking too much, not prioritizing. There are so many ways. In order to please someone else, or in order to please yourself, you take the path of wasting your time. And this is going to lead to a certain hell. Because what happens? It is like a slow poison. A wise man said that a wolf is better than a fox, because the wolf is outside as it is inside. A fox is deceptive on the outside, is very different inside. So if you get a quick poison, you know that it was poison, and you can go to a hospital and get yourself treated, and you can save your life. But when you get slow poison, it is very difficult to survive, because it is like a bloodless coup. It's like a knife which cuts you painlessly. It's a slow poison. So by the time you realize something is wrong, it's too late. Like Muhammad Ali's jabs are more dangerous than Mike Tyson's punches. Because a very, very smart boxer like, who was that person whom Mike Tyson lost against? So a very smart boxer will be able to get one or two punches of Mike Tyson, and then If he's smart enough, he'll back up, he'll defend if his defenses are good. But for Muhammad Ali, like Floyd Patterson had said, that you don't even realize that those punches are doing you any harm. You really think that you can take those punches, and you keep taking it, but on accumulation, you feel dizzy. And by the time your defenses have already been blunted, and now you will fall prey to any sort of punch. So if you waste your time, your youth will be lost. Your days and weeks and months and years will be lost. The most precious parts of your time will be lost. It's like preparing for an examination which is 1 month ahead, and you waste 29 days, and on the last day you are hurrying. You cannot study 30 days material in 1 day. Only regret will stay. Only regret will stay. And when you go back and you think about the 29 days lost, there are two things. It is very difficult to analyze why you lost those 29 days. Because the things over which you wasted your time on the first day, second day, third day, that memory has become very much faded. You only remember the missed opportunities of yesterday. But the long time you have been wasting, the memory also fades away. So it's like a slow poison, so that you also forget the source of the poison. So deceptive. It's very bad. Someone gives you slow poison and you don't even know who gives you. You don't even know if it's in your meal or in your water or what. It's that bad. So when you waste time cumulatively, then after several days, weeks and months, you won't even remember the things over which you wasted your time. It is that pernicious that you don't even remember your enemy. Silent killer. Slow poison. So the only way to be smart is to be ahead of time, because time is your greatest enemy. Time is jealous of you. Time is jealous of you because you are so active, you have so much potential, and you can even make a time machine and slow down time. So time is jealous of you. Time wants to erode all the greatness that you have. And that is what time has done to the great people of yore. So the only way to fight this jealous enemy is to be ahead of it, to be ahead of time. How will you be ahead of your time? If you plan to do something in 1 hour, do it in 50 minutes. If you plan to eat your lunch in 30 minutes, do it in 25 minutes. If you plan to study a chapter in 2 hours, study in 1.5 hours. If you go for an exam of 3 hours, complete it in 2 hours, 40 minutes or 2.5 hours. Always be ahead of time. Always be ahead of time. This way it will be virtually impossible for time to defeat you or hurt you, because you're always ahead of time. There's no point of wasting time, because that is T plus something. But you are always in the realm of T minus something. So you're always ahead of time. This is the foolproof solution to beat this enemy and to utilize your time. And by doing this, marvelous results will follow. You will be a totally different and new gem of a person. Keep listening to Multani Manda Podcast.